Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Ed Wehmer is the CEO of Wintrust Financial Corporation. He's in our studio. Hey, Ed, thanks for joining us in studio today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Why does it say Wintrust Financial Corporation? That's the name of the company?
That's the name of the holding company.
Yeah. And then do you go by Wintrust Banks? Is that what you call your outlets?
Well, there is a Wintrust Bank. That's a bank that covers the city, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We have 15 charters here. Sort of Lake Forest Bank and Trust. And we sub-brand everything as a Wintrust Bank, but they're all community banks, basically. We run that multi-charter system. Not many other banks run that, but people don't know everything doesn't touch a customer. It's consolidated behind the scenes, but we push decisions as close to the customer as we can. So the models work very well.
Hmm. And Wintrust Arena is naming rights. It's you don't own that building, do you?
No. That's owned by McPeer.
I see.
Half owned by DePaul, half owned by McPeer.
Is there any way to calculate the wisdom of that? Does that pay dividends? Was that a good investment, do you say?
Oh, it was a great investment. I mean, when we came out of the 08-09, we had record year. I pulled back in 07, stopped growing, called a rope-a-dope after Muhammad Ali.
Sure.
I'd seen the movie, knew how it was going to end, you know, not well. So we stopped and hunkered down, raised capital, and got rid of all the bad loans we could. And when it hit in 08, we put pedal to the metal and ended up buying and merging or buying more failed banks and regular banks and branches than any other bank in the country. And during that hiatus, we said, we're getting big. We have to come out and actually sell the Wintrust name and let everybody know we can do more than just a lawnmower loan or a home equity loan. We're a $20 billion bank, and now we're $50 billion now in 30 years.
How did you get the name Wintrust?
We threw a dart at a book of English companies, and it landed on Wintrust, and we put all the banks together under one holding company back in 96.
British or English companies?
Yeah.
You don't mean like in Great Britain. You mean,
yeah.
Really? So you could have been Bangers and Mash.
We could have.
I'm glad it didn't land on, and it landed on Wintrust because that's the perfect marriage of what you want your bank to be. You want them to win, you want to win, but you've got to trust. I don't believe your story. There's no way that dart randomly landed on Wintrust.
It did.
You should be Bangers and Mash.
We could change it, I guess.
No, don't do that. Ed Wehmer's here. He's the CEO of that bank, that financial corporation. Okay, so the reason I asked you to come into the studio was, last week, Friday, you told us that for a cause that's near and dear to our hearts on this show, mm-hmm. and I would like to think radio station, certainly among WGN radio listeners are the efforts of Pastor Corey Brooks. He has the New Beginnings Church on the South Side. This is a guy that lives in Woodlawn with his family. He's got four beautiful kids. One of them's off to college. You know, he is living the life and fighting the fight in Inglewood, in that neighborhood. And bullets are flying left and right. And there's no real great hope in sight right now. I mean, Chicago seems to be spiraling out of control. And I think you believe, like I do, that this is not going to get better until on the ground there are things for these people to do, these kids, mm-hmm. until there's better parenting, until there's better schools, until there's better economic outlook for these people. And so Corey's vision is to provide a link to some of those things in his neighborhood. He can't fix the whole problem, but he can take care of his blocks, and they're some of the worst in the city. And his community center will do a lot of those things, including vocational training, which you and I both think is mm-hmm. is a good arm for that thing to have. But how's he going to get it built? So you on Friday said that you would put in how much money?
$125,000.
And you challenged our audience and other CEOs to match that. So, boy, if we could come through, that'd be $250,000.
If they make it, then we'll do another $125,000 in January next year, and have an even $500,000 for them. And
does your board, do people know what you're doing here? That's awfully. Nobody else is doing that in this town.
Well, you got to give back, and we're having a good year. And this guy's putting his money where his mouth is. He's living on a roof, doing that sort of thing, and. And I know firsthand what he's doing will work.
You've met him before?
I have not met him.
You've not met him?
No.
We're going to put him on the line here in just a second. Ed Wehmers, the CEO at Wintrust. He's in our studio, and we've just been talking about our friend Corey Brooks. My friend, you've never met him. You haven't spent a night on the roof with him yet, have you, Ed?
No, I haven't.
Have any interest in doing that? Sounds like very little.
Very little is probably right.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's talk to Corey then. Hey, Corey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, John. Hi, Ed. How you doing today?
Pretty good, Corey.
He's not going to go on the roof with you, Corey, I'm sorry to say.
Hey, well, he doesn't need to. He's put his money where his mouth is. So, yeah. You know, he gets to opt out.
That's right. You either have to sit on the roof and raise publicity or write a check and you don't go on the roof. I didn't have $125,000. Ed did. So,
well, both of you are doing a great job. I appreciate it.
Corey, how did you find out and when did you find out that Wintrust is going to give you $125,000?
I found out not too long after your show. Some people had called me. I don't know how I missed it. And they said, you know, Wintrust is giving you $125,000. I was like, I haven't heard about that. So we started researching and found out that it was true. And then my son sent me some emails and called me. And, you know, it was a great day. So we really appreciate it. I was super excited because this is the first bank that we've had really support our efforts. And Wintrust has been a blessing to us. And we really, really appreciate it.
Guys, I think that, and Ed positions this as a match, right? Mm-hmm. He's up for 125. If we can get another 125, that becomes 250. So we mentioned that, but kind of briefly late last week, Corey, what's your fundraising been like now?
Oh, it's been awesome. So I was hoping you were going to ask me. We're almost over a little over 100K right now since Friday. Up until today. So I have no doubt that hopefully by the end of the day, we would have matched that amount. So I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
How do people make a donation, Corey?
They can go to projecthood.org, and they can give right there. And we really, really, really appreciate it.
And do you want us to write in the comments section, or is it automatically going to go to this project?
They can write in the comment section, but it's automatically going to go toward the project, and it automatically goes toward the matching funds with Wintrust. Every penny that we raise until Christmas or until we get the $125,000 is going to go toward the matching gift. So we're really excited.
Well, don't tell anybody, Corey, because I'm starting to send emails out to my fellow CEOs to either do what we're doing or give you a nice donation. So don't tell anybody you're getting close, right?
No. Actually, we said we'll just start it toward the next match. Since you've already committed to it, we can say it's coming up in January. Let's get started early.
And, guys, this is the only way it's going to happen. I mean, you know, if I don't have 30 million listeners with a dollar each, but there's an Ed Wehmer out there, there's a Wintrust, and it says, but I've got $30,000, or I have a way to raise $500,000. And so that's the way this gets done. You don't need me to tell you that, right, Corey?
No, that's exactly the way it gets done. I mean, with Wintrust and what Ed has done, that's given us the opportunity to raise $500,000. And that's putting us further toward our goal. And it gives us a lot of momentum in the city. And that's what's really needed. The momentum and the donations are so important.
Tell me a story, Corey. What would be, if you had this community center up and running, what would be something that would happen? Tell me the story you imagine of a young person coming in there and doing something, how it would change their lives or what they would do while they were there. What's your vision?
That's real easy. I could tell you. Just this morning, right before you called, I had a young man that came in. He spent 7 years in prison. He's a young guy, like about 27. And he just did another 10-month stint in a prison. And he was coming to me. He came up on the roof to ask for help. I instantly started thinking, if we had this center, I would take him in and sign him up right now for a trade class for construction or electrical. I would right now put him in trauma counseling. Right now, make sure that we wrap around him the services that he would need to succeed and eliminate every problem that he has to get on the right track. That's what we would be able to do with this center, and that's how we combat the violence, and that's how we get rid of a lot of the crime. But we need this center so that we can continue to do the type of work and expand it and make it reach into further areas of our city.
It's got to make you feel good, right, Ed? I mean, this is a good investment.
Absolutely. And we've seen that it works. Pastor, you know Rupe College, and it's part of Loyola University, and these kids who went to Rupe had nowhere to go after school. They'd have to go back to where they lived, and they didn't want to do it, and we gave them enough dough to build a student center for them, so they have a place to hang out. And
oh, wow.
They're doing much better. The kids don't have to go to the hood and get co-opted by the bad element. And giving them a place to go and a reason and a purpose, the purpose of life is purpose. Giving
Absolutely.
Them a purpose is important. And that's why we're behind you 100% on this. And I'm gonna strong-arm a lot of my fellow CEOs to jump on it too.
Right. And we really appreciate it. And I want to tell some of the listeners, John, that, I don't try to promote people and tell them what to do, but, I think we should consider where we put our money at, and we need to put our money in banks like Wintrust because they're reaching into the community. As he just said, they're doing things to help student centers. They're helping us with the center. And it's one thing to have a bank in your city, but it's another thing to have a bank who's concerned about your city. So we really should. I know we're going to make sure that we put more money in Wintrust and hope that others will as well.
Yeah. Well, I know this isn't the first time Ed has mentioned this, but he told me off the air this is not the first time he's given to your cause, but
no.
this is stepping up. Ed Wehmer, CEO of Wintrust Financial. Corey Brooks, the rooftop pastor, trying to make a difference in the Woodlawn and Inglewood neighborhoods south on Martin Luther King Drive, is speaking to us from on top of a trailer in a lot in which he wants to build this community center. He's been up there for how many days, Corey?
This is day 30, John. Day 30.
My, the time flies, doesn't it, when you're having fun? He's going to be up there for 100. He spent Thanksgiving there. He'll be there Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We'll stay in touch, Corey. I hope it doesn't snow this winter. And actually, I think it would be good if it did. We need a really cold snap.
I'll send you an invitation to my birthday, John, January 9th. Come to the tent party.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy that day, Corey. We'll talk to you later, my friend.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
See you, Corey. Projecthood.org. That's where you make the donation. If we can get, 25,000 more today. They got 100,000 over the weekend to meet the Wintrust match. And then this good bank said, we'll do another 125 in January if we can prove that we're behind it in December. I think we can. Okay, continued success to your family and friends and employees and customers. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me. Have a great holiday, everybody. And as I said before, get those checkbooks out.
And by the way, if he's got your number in his contacts, keep your phones on now.